This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rolling Stones here on 93XRT as Jeff Garland returns to the airwaves of 93.1 FM last time. Hey, are you a Stones guy? You know, the Stones
are time. Too. What album is that from?
That is from the album,
I'm sorry.
It's from, I was going to say a later period album, but it's a later period album that's like 25 years ago. You Got Me Rockin'. That's a song they still do in concert.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Is that from
song.
Love Is Strong?
It could be.
No, yeah. It's from Voodoo Lounge.
Voodoo Lounge.
Voodoo Lounge, which was also the name of a tour. So will you bite the bullet and go see the Rolling Stones when they go on tour?
I would definitely. I'm always working, so it's like hard. I don't get to see as many shows. Like I just saw up on the board here, John Prine is at Ravinia. And at this point, to miss John Prine is a crime.
It is a crime.
But I've got my special that I'm filming next week, and I'm doing like a pop-in set on Saturday night that I have to just want to work out the set.
So it's a little spring training stuff.
That I have to do.
Now, one of the times I've seen you live doing stand-up is you have like copy points, and you walk over and you look at the copy points.
It's almost, hold on though. That's even me in a highly structured situation. I tend to, improvise my entire... I've gone up hundreds of times with nothing in my head except the confidence that I'm funny and I'm just going to groove.
See, that's terrifying to me. I think it's terrifying to most people to say...
Yeah, but it's okay, what I do.
You're going to go up on stage. Well, the last time Jeff was here, he was on the air with us opening day,
right.
Live broadcast, and as he was departing, he said, I'm going over to Wrigley Field to film something with Vince Vaughn and somebody else.
Tom Morello.
Morello.
And you said,
and I have no idea what we're doing. And when you said that, it occurred to me, well, that's the basis of your entire career.
My entire existence. Any human being, we all have no idea what we're doing. On the other hand, the special that I'm taping, I actually have taken the best of all the nights that I improvise, because I record it, and I put it together into a show with a beginning, middle, and end, and it's got themes. It's good.
So it's got themes?
Yeah, because it's like a record album. You know what I mean? It's got, there's a story to it. There's a feel to it. It's not just me up there saying things one thing after another that's just funny, funny, funny. It's like, this is a story. This is a thing.
Well, if you want to hear Jeff telling his story and working on that pacing for his special, you're performing two shows next Wednesday at Park West.
Yes.
And people can get tickets at ticketfly.com. And is that what's being turned into the Netflix special?
That is the Netflix special, yeah.
So, put on some lipstick.
Yeah, put on some lipstick. Everybody, men and women, it's all about Bowie. Why not? Here's my thing. I sit and I watch most comedy specials for a few minutes, and they depress me.
Why do they depress you?
Because they're mostly terrible.
Okay.
And they're mostly about bravado. There's some great ones, don't get me wrong, like John Mulaney's last one I loved. The point being is, I started, there were 14 specials a year.
Right.
12 on HBO.
Uh-huh.
Two on Showtime. Now, between HBO, Showtime, Amazon, and Netflix and this, there's 12 to 15 a month. And I almost feel like, what makes them so special? So what I'm trying to do is something that when people watch it, it affects them. And they go, that was special.
Well, that's a good idea.
I'm aspiring to that.
You're full of aspirations. Well, can you hang out for a little while?
I most certainly can.
You got no place
I'm here
you
at
be.
WXRT. Are you kidding?
That's right.
I ain't leaving.
Can you organize the CDs a little for us?
They're mostly alphabetized.
Oh, yeah.
And alphabetizing, maybe not what you do best. Not knowing what you're going to do next is what you do
By the way,
best.
I'm constantly re-alphabetizing my albums.
You are like John Cusack in High Fidelity?
Like John Cusack in High Fidelity, yes.
Do you do it according to chronology when you bought them or years?
No,
or
I don't get involved in that.
No.
It's
breakups.
It's like a jazz, reggae, country, rock, blues, and then within there, just alphabetize.
You know, that's a good idea because if somebody goes, Jeff, we need you to do a blues show on XRT.
Got them
boom,
all.
You go right to the stack of all your blues albums
right
and you're ready to
reach
go.
Reach my hand, then randomly pull out John Lee Hooker. We're off to the races.
It's Boogie Chillin'.
Boogie Chillin', yeah.
All right, Jeff Garland's with us here on 93 XRT, and he is hanging out. We're 93 XRT, and just to spice up our week, get us ready for the weekend, we invited Jeff Garland to stop by. You've been here for a couple of weeks, but, you know, we're talking.
No, I haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
You haven't?
No. A few days.
Well, okay, but you're going to be here for a few days and then next week. So you're
I'm spending a solid 10.
A solid 10 in Chicago, but you're talking to me and we're saying, you know, tonight we got the XRT Blues Breakers Blues Fest broadcast at Legends. You should stop by that. And you go, yeah, no, I can't do that. I got to do this. And tomorrow we're saying, you should come to Hot Stove Cool Music Benefit, see your old friend Theo Epstein. And you go, yeah, no, I'm not sure I can do that.
He's working.
You're just like working. You're working to take it from me. You're working too hard.
Okay, I'm going to find the quote.
Yeah.
But no, we can talk. By the way, you know what I never forget?
Yeah.
That you can really save big money at Menards. I'm in L.A., it never occurs to me, and then I'm in Menards, and I'm just like, I'm saving big
money. You're saving big money at
Menards. Big money.
That is a jingle that sticks with you, Jeff.
This is why we like when you come by to visit, because you're value-added for all the sponsors.
What are you doing with your phone there?
No, it's good what I'm doing.
You're doing good stuff.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
This is, I'll tell you who it is in a second.
It's a picture of your family.
No, it's what's his name? I'm actually getting his thing. But anyhow, here's the thing. Lightning Hopkins.
Hopkins. Okay, blues great.
This is a quote from Lightning Hopkins. If you got good money and you want to live for a while, don't be working like a monkey. Sit down and rest for a while.
I like that. Sit down and rest.
Yeah, my friend sent that to me because I work so hard.
Yeah, you got to stop working so
and
hard.
I got good money. I need to sit down and rest for a while.
Exactly our point.
Yes.
Well, you should try to have some fun this weekend.
Yes. By the way, I'm going to do a little walking around the Old Town Art Fair.
That's this weekend.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go a little bit to Blues Fest. I'm going to be at Chicago Music Exchange. This is one of the working things. Interviewing Rick Nielsen. And
you're interviewing Rick Nielsen, or is he interviewing you? Could go either way.
Well, it could. He knows me well enough to interview me. It'll be a conversation, not really an interview. You know,
Rick Nielsen has been a special surprise guest at the Hot Stove Cool Music Benefit Concert. And
I wonder maybe that's why he's in town.
You never know. You never knew who's going to show up.
Do you know something?
I know so many things that I can't tell you that I don't even want to start thinking about what I can't tell you.
And Rick Nielsen is semi-local. He's got a pizza place here.
He's got a pizza place here.
Where's his pizza place?
Wicker Park.
Wicker Park.
How about that? I had no idea.
Yeah. And he's got some commemorative guitars up on the walls, too. So that's cool as well.
Right.
But, you know, Theo Epstein's charity is the beneficiary of Hot Stove Cool Music, and it looks like the Cubs are going to sign a stone cold closer in the body of Craig Kimbrell, which is hard to say. Craig Kimbrell.
With following stone cold closer, Craig Kimbrell.
Yeah, exactly.
I just did it. Look at me. Look at me in the industry. I need to head over to Menards.
But I think Theo's timing is such that, you know, he gets on stage and he jams with many of the bands
at this
event. And I think he'll take the stage at Metro tomorrow night, not only as a bass player, but now as a conquering hero. Because he got a close.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Don't you think Theo Epstein's permanent conquering hero just based on 2016?
Really, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to do anything else. He could just literally go, I'm going to take a nap. Well, shouldn't we acquire him? I don't care. I'm a conquering hero.
You know, if you talk to Theo, he likes to pull that out of his hip pocket. He likes to say, yeah, well, you know what? We won the World Series, and that kind of covers it all.
And you see Jeff on Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is, you know, coming back pretty soon.
Yeah.
And you're taping some shows at Park West next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
For your Netflix
special.
The 12th,
you can buy tickets.
But you can only buy tickets if you know how to laugh. You people who like
by
to
the
murmur.
Way,
yeah?
In all sincerity, it's so not... The audience has nothing to do with whether or not it's a great audience. Do you
Come
know that?
On.
No.
Why
because
is that?
It's based on what did each individual eat that day? How was work that day? What are their parents like? What are their marriages like? What are their relationships like? How do they feel about the world? Every aspect of their life, as individuals, they bring into a room. And then they become a collective. And what that collective is feeling like on any given day could be tired. Could be drunk. You don't know. So every audience is his own entity, and it's not their fault. It's just they are what they are. And so when you go up on stage and an audience is magical, you better appreciate it.
Now, do you recall an especially horrible audience that there was nothing you could do with? I think it has a lot to do with the room.
Okay,
that you're
I'm
going
to be telling two stories of that in my thing. One of following a magician in Lake Tahoe.
Never follow a magician.
Named T.C. Tahoe. Okay, I'm telling that story. And then I'm also telling a story, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Of many, 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 many years ago, here in Chicago as a young comedian, performing at the Stay Out All Night Disco on Mannheim Road.
Oh, man.
Yes, and that, and by the way, it was 3 a.m. on Sunday night. If you're out 3 a.m. on Saturday night, you're a big partier.
Yes, you are.
If you're out at 3 a.m. on Sunday night, you're an alcoholic.
You've got a problem.
So it was a show for alcoholics. There was no winning that one. And I tell the whole story about it's one of the craziest stories I've ever heard about comedy.
Did you make a pact with yourself that this is it? This is the last 3 a.m. disco set I'm ever going to do?
No, because it was... I lived in Chicago. It was $50, which back in the 80s for a gig was a lot. And I had to pay my rent. And no, I was all set to
you
come back
all...
3 or 4 months later.
Can we have you back on a Sunday night at 3 a.m.? And you're like, yeah, well, yeah, sure. Yeah, what else?
Because every crowd is its own entity.
I would like a different entity, however, the next time.
Yes.
That entity was interesting, but how about
not 3 a.m. Sunday morning. You know what you're getting. you're not unsure. You know who's there. And boy, they are there.
So you're singing The Stretch today.
Yes, I'm singing Take Me Out to the Ball.
Are you like Paul Simon on Saturday Night Live? Are you honing in on most... seventh inning stretches of a guest conductor.
You know what? I would think that I'm up there.
You got to be up there.
But I have no idea. This might be like my 10th, 11th, 12th.
See, I thought you meant, is he going to show up in a turkey costume?
No.
But
yeah,
it's not
like Paul Simon and Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
No.
I did wear a wrestling mask one time when I sang.
Was it a Cubs wrestling mask?
Cubs wrestling mask. They had given away these, they were about to. And they hadn't given away yet. And it was laying on the counter. And I just put it on like one of those Mexican wrestlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are extremely uncomfortable masks, mm-hmm. if you want to know the truth. Because I tried to put one on, and what with my eyeglasses and my fat head, it just was not working.
Well, you're
for
supposed
me.
To take the glasses off and put them on the outside.
Wait a minute. You take funny. The glasses off?
Well, that makes it funny to wear Lucho Libre, you know, on the outside. Yeah. And then
He's
I know
El
it's
nerdo.
You. It would be confusing.
But. Now, when you sing The Stretch, that also gives you a chance to going to the broadcast booth sometimes, maybe not always, but to spend a little time with Len Casper and or Pat Hughes and Coombdog.
That's right. Coombdog is fantastic. Pat Hughes. I'm Pat Hughes. This is Chicago Cubs. You know, Ron loved Acapulco Taco Pie. There's that commercial with Seattle Sutton. It's my favorite commercials of all time. See if you do the Seattle Sutton commercials. And, you know, Ron, what's your favorite of all my dishes? Well, Seattle, I like Acapulco Taco Pie. I've never enjoyed anything more. I did it for him in the booth.
For Ron Santo?
I did it for Ron. And I wouldn't stop. Everything was Acapulco Taco Pie. So, Pat Hughes. But I love going on TV with the guys. Deshays is very funny.
Yeah, he's very understated, very wry, and very funny.
Yeah,
he comes up with stuff.
We have great broadcast. We have a great team. Great ownership. Everything about the Cubs is great.
Well, it's easy to say that now that they got a three-game winning streak and they're in first place and we got a lockdown closer, hopefully.
No, he's great. He'll be fine.
You know, everybody's complaining about his second half of the last season.
It wasn't the second half. It was just the playoffs.
You know what occurs to me, though, when I think about it? You need to have the mind of a closer to close. You know, the physical stuff, that's important too. But there are a lot of guys.
You need to have the mind of a closer to be a comedian.
You have to
come back the next night.
You have to come. When you're a comedian, you step on that stage.
Yeah.
You have to know that your 99-mile-per-hour fastball is unhittable.
Well, that's, by the way, it's about confidence. And you just take all the bumps and come back. And let me tell you something. He's pretty gosh darn great. And he's gonna do it up for us.
All right. I just like the way he spreads his arms like a red-tailed hawk about to pounce on a rodent. You know, when he leans in and looks for the sign, he sticks his elbows up in the air.
When he's on another team,
you go, oh, come on, man, what are you doing?
Well, that's always the case.
And then he comes to your team, you're like,
Dennis Rodman was a Chicago Bull.
Oh, my God, we hated him on Detroit. Do you remember how much we hated him?
By the way, he was the heel of
the Pistons.
We
hated more was Bill Laimbeer.
Exactly. Yes.
And, boy, all those years trying to break past that team.
Yeah.
And then we did it, and we didn't look back. But, yeah, we hated Rodman. And then
I still hate Bill Laimbeer. He could be the nicest guy on earth. I'm going to hate him till the day I die.
Well, by the way, he was not Mr. Likeability.
I guess not. Jeff Garland's in the studio with us here on 93XRT. We're going to play a song from a friend of yours. You were talking about doing some filming for the Chicago Cubs in a 1969 retrospective. Tom Morello.
Oh, Tom Morello.
Tom Morello, an Audio Slave. Let's dig it. Chris Cornell, what a voice. Audio Slave.
And by the way, I bumped into him in L.A.
Chris Cornell?
Yeah, a while back. And he was strikingly handsome. It was like...
He's a handsome man with a wonderful
voice. I looked at
him
and I went, oh my God, you are just so damn handsome.
Did you say that out loud to him?
No, I didn't. But I did. Moments later, I was in the drugstore, and I bumped into Rod Stewart, and I said, Rod Stewart, you're Rod Stewart. What that must feel like. And he laughed. He loved it.
See, what I usually, you know, when I meet my rock heroes, and I'm in a position awkwardly to have that happen to me all the time, what I usually like to say to somebody like Keith Richards or, you know, the legendary member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I like to say, I think you're really good. That's about as far as I can get.
Well, that's okay. That's great.
I think you're... And I met Bob Dylan once. You know what I said to him?
What?
Backstage at Madison Square Garden, 1985. Never forget this. I'm introduced to Bob Dylan, and I say, I just wanted to say... For 20 seconds, I couldn't get a syllable out. I just mumbled.
It's Bob Dylan.
It's Bob Dylan. They dragged him away from me.
So he understood you perfectly.
He did.
He sees that all the time. Yeah.
Well, Jeff Garland, when you come here, speaking on behalf of Mary Dixon and myself, we can feel the Jeff Garland love at the studios at WXRT.
I have love for both of you, and I have love for XRT. It is...
You listened to XRT when you were just a little kid.
I did. But I have to say, I listened to XRT in Los Angeles.
Because you can. Radio.com.
Yeah. And so it doesn't leave me. It gives me a nice feeling.
Well, you want a nice feeling.
When you hear about snow and traffic jams and
it's all part of it.
By the way,
the
crash. As if I don't have traffic jams in Los Angeles.
True. Good point.
But I do not have snow, although we have it up in the mountains.
You have it up in the mountains.
But I have to say, always missing Chicago. That's why, look, I chose to film my special here.
Exactly. That's coming up Wednesday. I guess I got to go now, right? 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. are the shows?
7 o'clock and 9:30. Yeah, you have
Park
to go.
West.
You
so
both have to go.
So I'm not allowed out after 7.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
then
we'll
forget that.
June 12th, next Wednesday at the Park West, Jeff Garlin is taping some shows for a Netflix special. And you could be part of it. Go to ticketfly.com.
Yes, I'm really proud of the work that I've put in for what people will see.
Well, that's good to
hear. I hope they dig it.
They will dig it.
Yeah.
Jeff Garlin, thanks for being here. Jeff Garlin,
our
visitor this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.